जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपीजन वल्लभ जय गिरिवरधारी जय गिरिवरधारी। जय गोपीजन वल्लभ जय गिरिवरधारी जय गिरिवरधारी। जय यशोदानंदन जय ब्रजजनरंजन। जय यशोदानंदन जय ब्रजजनरंजन। जय यमुना तीरावनचारी जय यमुना तीरावनचारी। जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा वृंदन बिहारी राधा वृंदन बिहारी राधे। जय राधा मदन मोहन राधा मदन मोहन राधे। जय गिरि गोवर्धन गिरि गोवर्धन गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन। जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 प्रभुपाद। जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 प्रभुपाद। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवाचकाचार्य अष्टादशत शिष्यमत अभयचरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की नमाचार्य श्रील हरदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसादि गौरभक्तवृंद की श्रीमद्भागवत महापुराण की समवेद गौरभक्तवृंद की गौर प्रेमानंदे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। नमो महाबदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिशे नमः। पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्ण भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताक्षं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna, I would like to welcome all of you for this Srimad Bhagavatam class. Today we are discussing from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 8, and verse number 58. This chapter is entitled as Dhruv Maharaj Leaves Home. परिचर्या भागवत यावत्ययः पूर्वसेविता तामन्त्रा हृदयेनैव प्रयुञ्जान् मन्त्रमूर्तये। परिचर्या भागवत यावत्यः पूर्वसेवितः तामन्त्रहृदयेनैव परियुञ्जान् मन्त्रमूर्तये। परिचर्या भागवत यावत्या पूर्वसेविता तामन्त्रहृदयेनैव परियुञ्जयान् मन्त्रमूर्तये। Mother's translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Paricharyaya, service, Bhagavataha, of the personality of Godhead, Yavatyaha, is there prescribed as above mentioned, Purva Sevitaha, recommended or done by previous Acharya, Taha, that mantra, hymns, hridayena, within the heart, eva, certainly, pariyunjyate, one should worship, mantra murtaye, who is non-different from the mantra. Translation. One should follow in the footsteps of previous devotees regarding how to worship the Supreme Lord with the prescribed paraphernalia, or one should offer worship within the heart by reciting the mantra to the personality of Godhead, who is non-different from the mantra. Purport. It is recommended here that even if one cannot arrange to worship the forms of the Lord with all recommended paraphernalia, one can simply think about the form of the Lord and mentally offer everything recommended in the Shastra, including flowers, chandan pulp, kansal, umbrella, fan and chamar. One can meditate upon offering and chant the 12 syllable mantra Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Since the mantra and the Supreme Personality of Godhead are non-different, one can worship the form of the Lord with the mantra in the absence of physical paraphernalia. The story of the Brahmana who worshipped the Lord within his mind, as related in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, or the Nectar of Devotion, should be consulted in this connection. If paraphernalia is not present physically, one can think of the items and offer them to the deity by chanting the mantra. Such are the liberal and potent facilities in the process of a devotional service. Srila Prabhupada in this purport specially mentions that how we can worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead mentally with meditation and offering the paraphernalia within our mind. And he mentioned the story of the Brahmana who worshipped Lord within his mind and offered sweet rice. And when he thought that I want to find out the sweet rice is how much hot it is, then he tried to touch the sweet rice within his mind through his finger, and his finger was burnt. So this shows that mentally offering also accepted, and it is a very potential process by which you can worship Lord Krishna. There are two ways you can worship: deity worship. Directly you can offer our paraphernalia physically and mentally also. Today we will try to see some points regarding deity worship. And today's topic will be Article 370. And how it is related to deity worship. So we will try to understand it. Hare Krishna. So as you know that Article 370 was removed from the Indian Constitution. So this article in India, especially, it gives a special status to Kashmir, Jammu and Kashmir, and where they can have a separate constitution, separate Sambidhan, separate Vidhan, separate Nishan for them. And they consider themselves as separated from Bharat. They don't think themselves they are with the Bharat. They are not worshipping the Bharat Mata. But they identify themselves as a separatist, and they want to be ruled by their own constitution, own Vidhan and Samvidhan. This is all about, in brief, 370 article. 370 is not just an article. This is a mentality. This is a separate mentality who wants to be separate from कृष्ण. जस्ट इन भारत देर इज ए कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन, देर इज ए संविधान टू रूल एवरी वन. वन हैज टू फॉलो द रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशंस ऑफ भारतवर्ष. बट दे वॉन्ट ए सेपरेट विधान, सेपरेट रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशंस टू बी रूल हु आर देर इन कश्मीर. सिमिलरली गॉड हैज हिज रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशंस, बट बिकॉज ऑफ दिस 370 मेंटेलिटी वी वॉन्ट टू हैव आवर ओन रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशंस, ओन संविधान बाय विच वी वॉन्ट टू बी रूल्ड बाय दैट रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशंस. दिस इज एग्जैक्टली सेपरेटिस्ट मेंटेलिटी. द कश्मीर पीपल दे वॉन्ट प्रोटेक्शन फ्रॉम भारत, दे वॉन्ट फैसिलिटीज फ्रॉम भारत, बट दे डोंट वॉन्ट टू appreciate Bharat, appreciate the culture of Bharat, but they want all the protection and facilities for their maintenance. Similarly, because of this 370 mentality in our heart, every conditioned soul in this world, they want protection from Krishna. They want facilities from Krishna, but they don't want to worship Krishna. They don't want glorify Krishna, appreciate Krishna, because of this mentality. Therefore, it is not just an article now, it is removed. That is good for Bharatavarsha, but in reality, this mentality should be removed. Then we can really understand that this 370 article is removed perfectly, clearly from our heart. So this article is there, this mentality is there in everyone's heart as a conditioned soul. Therefore, it should be removed and there will be a government. And who has the power, who has the ability, who can remove this article? As Modi has the power, by 5 minutes he can remove this article. 70 saal se log soch rahe the, kya hoga, lekin 5 minutes it can be removed. Because he has that power, he has that ability, willpower. Similarly, by the willpower, we can also remove this 370 mentality. Just Modi is there to remove the article. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada is here in ISKCON. And he's preaching this God consciousness, Krishna consciousness throughout the world to remove this mentality. 370. And by force or by strategic method, those who are against this article, those who are against this, those who are the follower of this article, they will rebel, they will fight. Similarly, there will be many personalities in this world who will oppose the Krishna consciousness movement, oppose this worship of Lord Krishna, oppose the deity worship. But we have to fight for that, and by the mercy of Krishna, my mercy of Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, he can establish deity worship all over the world. It's like scrapping the 370 mentality of the conditioned soul. So Modi ji, General Modi says, "Sabka saath, sabka vikas, sabka vishwas." Prabhupada says, "Sabka saath, sabka vikas, sabka prakash." And sabka nikas. Nikas matlab, sabka prakash means enlightened by Srimad Bhagavatam, enlightened by Vedic scripture, and sabka nikas, liberation from this material world. This is the nara of Srila Prabhupada. Sabka saath, sabka vikas, sabka prakash, and sabka nikas. And that will happen when you worship Krishna, when you chant the holy name of Lord Krishna. And there will be unity in our society when there is a Kendra. Abhi Kashmir, Ladakh, Jammu Kashmir, they are exactly converted into Kendra Shasit Anchal. The Kendra Shasit, it will be controlled by the central government. Similarly, every living entity must be controlled by the central government. that is Krishna. He is the center, and if you govern by his will, then there is peace and prosperity in this world. And deity worship is one of the method, one of the process by which we can offer our gratitude to Lord Krishna by removing our 370 mentalities. The life is all about relationship. It is all about personal relationship, family relationship, social relationship, national relationship, international relationship, universal relationship, supernatural relationship, at the end, devotional relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. And the basis of our relationship is love, reverence. And the perfection of relationship is worship. If in a relationship, there is a heart of worship each other, then that relationship lasts for a long time. And deity worship is nothing but expression of our gratitude, love, and worship to Lord Krishna, because he has maintained us, he is maintaining us, he has given us life, he is protecting us, every facilities we are getting by his mercy. Those with this 370 mentality, they can't worship. But those who don't have, they can worship Lord Krishna with their heart. Sometimes there are many philosophers, they say that deity worship is just an instrument for liberation. And according to them, liberation means merging in cosmic manifestation, become an energy in the cosmic manifestation. And they give the example sometimes, now presently there is a guru, famous guru, he's impersonalist. What he says if there is a screw inside a wall or somewhere else, and that is there inside wood or wall or some cupboard, if you want to remove that screw by your hand, it is very difficult. You may try to remove the screw, but we can't, it is impossible. Sometimes you may be injured, blood may be come out from your hand, but it is very difficult to remove a screw by our hand. And you are frustrated at that time when someone comes and give a screwdriver and use the screwdriver to remove the screw, and we will be happy because you saw that, you experienced that how difficult it is to remove a screw from a wall by our hand. But when we get a screwdriver, it is very easy. Similarly, they say that this deity or worshipping deity of God or any demigod, it's like an instrument to fulfill our desires. They are not more than just an instrument, dead material, according to them. In this mentality is that 370 mentality. They don't want to express their gratitude. They don't want to recognize that person. They don't want to appreciate that person. But they say it is a machine, it is an instrument by which we are exactly fulfilling our desire. But really, deity worship means we express our love, our gratitude towards Lord Krishna. And it is non-different from Lord Krishna. Sometimes people argue also that God is everywhere. Why there is a need of a temple? Prabhupada says, if God is everywhere, God must be in the temple also. And God is then all-powerful. If you think that God is all-powerful, he can manifest himself through the deity also, through the stone, through the metal, through the paint. He can manifest through the imagination of our mind also, contemplation of
deity form of God through our mind, he can manifest his potency by these material things, material mind. If he fails to manifest his potency through this matter, then how can you say that he is all-powerful? When you say he is all-powerful, we must accept that God must manifest through deities, through stones, through metals, through jewels, through our mental contemplation, because he has all power to manifest himself everywhere, anywhere. That if you accept God is all-powerful, we must accept the deity form of God. If you don't accept the deity form of God, that means you are minimizing God's power. This is a simple logic we can understand, that how deity form is essential. And Prabhupada gives many examples. He gives, as you know, paper currency. Paper is paper. But when it is recognized by government, then that paper becomes a currency. And by that currency, you can get many things. We can fulfill our desires. We can fulfill our bodily comforts. We can maintain our social status. Many things can be done by this currency. It is not just a paper, but it has the ability, it has the power to get something. Similarly, the stone is stone, but when it is installed by Vedic mantra, by authorized personality, when it is authorized, it is not a stone, it is deity. Just as we are attached to the money, where you value this currency, you love this currency, similarly, those who has faith, they will love this deity. They will love Krishna through this deity form. They attach to the deity form. They worship the deity form. They revere the deity form. Just as we revere currencies. And just as by different currencies we fulfill our desire, similarly, by worshipping deity also, we can fulfill our desires. Akama sarva kama va mukshya kama udharadi tibrena bhakti yogena yajate purusham param. Yes, we have many desires. Sarva kama va akama, we have no desire. This is also one type of desire. Not having a desire, also one desire. Akama sarva kama va mukshya kama. If you want to liberation also, we can achieve this liberation by worshipping the deity form of Lord Krishna. Therefore, just as a paper currency has the power to purchase many things to maintain our body, similarly, by worshipping a deity form, we can also fulfill our desire. And this is practically seen in many places in our scripture. Many instances are there. By worshipping Krishna, we can fulfill our desire. Just as Prabhupada, he has a desire to establish the devotional organization throughout the world. And he established deities everywhere. And by the worship of the deity, he can fulfill his desire of establishing a devotional organization throughout the world and to train the people how to worship a deity. So in this way, we can understand that how deity worship is essential for fulfill our material desire at the same time spiritual desire. But we should not worship the deity out of material desire. Material desire will be fulfilled automatically if you don't desire it also. Just as Prabhupada get many facilities in his life. He never desired facilities, but he got all these facilities because of his dedication to Lord Krishna. Vyasaki Prabhu says in his there is a book still Prabhupada's Leela. In this book he says, it is late in the afternoon when Vishnujan Maharaj and Damodar arrive for the meeting of Prabhupada's office. Prabhupada begins by requesting Damodar to state his case. Damodar has come fully prepared with receipts and a copy of a letter of a credit sent to India, which he presents to His Divine Grace. He says, Srila Prabhupada, I purchased the duties for the Washington Temple and I have the bill of sale. As Prabhupada glances over the bill of sale, the bill of lading, the notifications from the port authority and the trucking company, Damodar explains how he had only loaned the duties of Kirtananand Swami, who had promised to return them. Prabhupada looks up at his young sannyasi, Vishnujan Maharaj. What do you say? You cannot purchase Krishna with a bill of sale, Srila Prabhupada. He says, we cannot purchase Krishna with a bill of sale, Srila Prabhupada. So generally, yes, it is duties compared to the currency. But we should not think that this duty is currency for us to fulfill our desire. And we can't exactly use the currency to purchase a duty. We can fulfill our desire with the currency of faith. The faith is essential part of devotional service. And it begins with faith and it goes on throughout our life for eternity through this faith only. By this faith, we can exactly communicate. We can worship. If you worship deity, then our desires will be fulfilled. More is the faith, more is the fulfillment of our spiritual and material desires. So sometimes people can't understand what is this faith. Sometimes people think that spirituality is very painful. And life is, some material people also think life is very painful. Life is so, there is so much struggle in the life. So there was a Christian padri. And his life was very painful. He was struggling. Although he practiced some spiritual activities, still he was struggling. And he heard somewhere that in the Himalaya there is a sadhu who is very learned and peaceful. And he came to that sadhu and he asked that sadhu, what is life? That sadhu said, life is blissful. Life is full of happiness. Life is peace. Life is glorious. I am enjoying life. Then that padri said, how can you say that? I have experienced in life that there is no bliss, there is no happiness. Throughout my life, there is anxiety, there is struggle. What are you speaking about life? That sadhu said, I am not speaking about your life. I am speaking about my life. So this is exactly difference. Faith is, those who have faith, they can experience the bliss, the happiness, the power, the joy in connection with Krishna. If you don't have faith, life appears with full of anxiety, full of struggle, full of distresses and difficulties. Therefore, according to our faith, life, we can experience the life's joy. Just as Prahlad Maharaj, he is Sis Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhagavan ki, Gora Mahaprabhu ki. He has gone through many difficulties through his life, but he was blissful because of his faith. So you can understand Prahlad Maharaj is the embodiment of faith. The more is the faith, more is the bliss in Krishna consciousness or in worship the deity. Second example Prabhupada gives, the iron and fire. That when we put iron inside the fire, the iron becomes hot. It is not only becomes hot, it is as good as fire, it is fire. Because this iron accept, acquired all the qualities of fire, although it is a iron at that time also. If you use that iron, then that iron will act as a fire. Similarly, the stone may be there, or any form, deformity is there. But when it is spiritualized by authorized person, and spiritualized by our faith, then that deity will act like a fire. And in this world we see fire is creating. Fire is the source of creation. Fire is the source of maintenance. This whole world is run by fire. Industries are run by fire. Vehicles are run by fire. Computers, laptops are run by fires. Our kitchen is run by fires. And the plants are producing fruits and grains, vegetables, by the fire of sun. And you are preparing different dishes by using the fire. By eating it, the food is digested by fire. Therefore, the fire is maintaining the whole world. Fire is the power in this world. Now, similarly, if you consider the deity is like fire, just as fire is maintaining this world, similarly, those who are faithful, this deity is maintaining. The whole Krishna conscious movement, you can understand that deity worship is there. And this is maintaining this organization. And this is maintaining our consciousness. Therefore, Prabhupada established deity worship. We can eat raw food also. It's not easy to live for a long time eating raw food. We want cooked food. Similarly, just by Hare Krishna Mahamantra, there can be liberation. We can attain liberation. We can purify our consciousness. But just as cooked food is digested easily, similarly, when you follow this Hare Krishna Mahamantra with the deity worship, then it is very easy to maintain our purity. It is very easy to maintain our consciousness. Engagement in deity worship is essential. If there is no engagement in deity worship, automatically there will be engagement in dirty worship. That is there. Vedic civilization is designed in such a way that we can engage our mind for positive activities through the divine arrangement of Vedic rituals. If we don't use our mind for the activities which is mentioned in Vedic rituals, then what happens? Automatically the mind will engage in different negative activities. In India, especially Orissa, I have seen in small places, in small village or small city also, in Berhampur, if you see, it is a small city, but you will find thousands of temples are there till now. Thousands of temples. More than thousands of temples will be there. It is there now. And everywhere people generally goes to the temple, worship, offer flowers and other paraphernalia. And I could understand, because they are engaged in that activities, their mind is not engaged in different negative activities. Therefore, this is the substitution. If you don't engage our mind in worshipping, in glorifying, different way, it is deity worship, it is maybe drama, it is singing, or in many way, that is, generally people are engaged themselves and their mind in the service of Lord Krishna. If you don't do it, automatically the whole world become America. In every step, every corner, there will be nightclub, there will be disco, there will be some other enjoyment. Because we want engagement. No substitution is there. If there is no deity worship, there must be dirty worship. And that is the truth of this world. It is experimented and you are experiencing now also. Therefore, it is essential. Sometimes people ask, ये साधु लोग क्या करते हैं? मुझे एक बार एक हॉस्पिटल में, रेलवे हॉस्पिटल में एक प्रिंसिपल मिले रात को 11 बजे. उधर मैं पिताजी के थोड़ा कुछ ट्रीटमेंट के लिए मैं था. तो जनरली मुझे आप लोग ये साधु लोग हैं क्या कर रहे हैं इधर, ये कपड़ा पहन के, कुछ काम धंधा नहीं है, आप लोग जनरली कुछ करते नहीं हो सोसाइटी के लिए, आप कुछ करो. तो मुझे थोड़ा धक्का लगा. देन आई सेड हिम, ठीक है आपका अभी का सोसाइटी कैसे लग रहा है, अच्छा लग रहा है या बुरा लग रहा है? नहीं, अभी का सोसाइटी कुछ अच्छा नहीं है. क्यों अच्छा नहीं है? क्योंकि सोसाइटी में हम देख रहे हैं, पहले लोग पिता माता का आदर करते थे, बड़े को आदर करते थे, और हस्बैंड वाइफ में रिलेशनशिप अच्छा था, भाई बहन में रिलेशनशिप अच्छा था, और ये बॉयफ्रेंड गर्लफ्रेंड का लफड़ा नहीं था. अभी ज़्यादातर जो रेप और अदर थिंग्स और करप्शन और इंक्रीज, वो सब थोड़ा शांत था. मैं उसके बाद पूछा क्यों शांत था. देन ही से ही कांट स्पीक एनीथिंग, बट आई सेड इसीलिए शांत था क्योंकि उस समय पे एटलीस्ट पीपल क्या करते थे, लोग भगवान के कथा के प्रति और भगवान के पूजा के प्रति आकर्षित थे और करते थे. पीपल वेर गोइंग टू टेम्पल एट दैट टाइम, देयर एग्जैक्टली ऑफरिंग ओबेसेंसेस टू लॉर्ड कृष्णा. Therefore, their mind was pure at that time, at least as compared to now. Therefore, the society is peaceful. There is no nuclear family. There is joint family, but still there is peaceful. Now, this nuclear family is there and nuclear bomb is also there. In the family, by this nuclear family, they are exactly using nuclear bombs. Why that situation was peaceful and this situation was not peaceful? Because at least at that time, people were going to the temple. They are respecting the sadhus. Therefore, the mentality is like that. If you don't respect the sadhu, if sadhu will be not there, pujari will be not there, temple will be not there, then your son and daughter will go to some nightclub and disco. Then he said, "Thik hai, aap kar rahe ho thik tha kaam." Exactly. You may accept it, you may not accept it. It is a simple thing to come to the temple, offer obeisances, offering some flower, having darshan of Lord Krishna. It appears very simple. Hare Krishna Mahamantra appears very simple. But if you don't maintain a lifestyle, culture, you don't maintain a culture based on these Vedic rituals, then what happens? Automatically the mind will search for some negative enjoyment. And this is exactly the modern society. Therefore, pujari wahan par aake isa deep ghuma raha hai, wo ghumana hi important hai. Wo deep nahi ghumayega, the society ka dimag ghum jayega. It is most important. Therefore, he said, haan, toh sadhu chahiye, chalega, lekin he is a principal and he is also writing some poems, poets. He is a poet. Maybe poet Bandhu, you can say. But it's like that. But you should understand the simple activities protect us from a complicated situation in the society. If you do these simple activities, then society will be more complicated. There will be problems will increase, struggle will increase, anxiety will increase, frustration will increase, everything will increase. Just by coming to the temple, hearing some katha, it protecting everything, everyone. It's protecting our soul, protecting our consciousness. It maintain our purity. Therefore, it is fire. But it is compared to the Prabhupada, compared to this deity worship, just as fire. The fire is creating, inventing. It is the energy. Similarly, by worshipping the deity, you can get the energy to maintain purity in our life. And Prabhupada gives the third example, copper and electric wire. And copper is just a wire. But when electricity goes through it, it is not a copper wire, it is a electric wire. It has the potency to give energy to a fan, to a bulb, to be illuminated. Similarly, when deity, when it is authorized, when it is installed with proper Vedic rituals, Vedic mantras, it is not just a stone. It has the divine power to enlighten our heart with the knowledge of equal vision, with the knowledge through which we can be selfless and we serve the other devotees with selfless attitude. That powers we can attain by worshipping deity. As Dhruva Maharaj, he went to the forest to worship deity and with a desire to attain kingdom. But when he attained the perfection, he saw the God, he said, I don't want anything. The desire, his mind is purified. He enlightened and he gave up his mentality, enmity towards his stepmother, his stepbrother, because of this power of deity worship, meditation on Lord Krishna. Sometimes we don't experience that our heart is enlightened because of deity worship. Because sometimes in electricity, there may be electricity in the copper wire, but if we have a globe in our hand, if you put a globe, hand gloves, electric insulator, then if you touch the wire, you don't feel the existence of electricity. Similarly, if heart is covered with the globe, our consciousness is covered with the globe, then we can't exactly experience the electricity, the potency of deity in our consciousness. And what is this globe? G for garva. If you have ahankar, you can't experience. I for lust. If you have lust, you can't experience. O for opulence. Desire for material opulence. We can't experience. B for blasphemy. If you blaspheme devotees and other living entities, we can't experience. And E for envy. If you have envy in our heart, we can't experience. If this globe is there in our consciousness, throughout the globe, you can't experience the existence of God. That is essential to remove this globe and touch the wire. Don't touch the wire, but you can worship Krishna and deity. Then we can experience the enlightenment. And we can develop this equal vision to worship, equal vision for other living entities. Lord Krishna generally says to Uddhava, that perfection of deity worship is to have equal vision for everyone. In 11th canto, he says, we should offer obeisances even to a dog, even to a chandala. What to speak of devotees? The statement states that we should not be envious, we should not criticize, we should not blaspheme devotees. When the Lord says we should offer obeisances to a chandala, to a dog, that means we should be very careful in dealing with devotees. And Prabhupada gives another example. With this example, I will complete. Post box. If you put chitti letter inside the post box, and you will get that post chitti, can that letter can be transferred to other persons as you have desired. Similarly, deity is like that. It may be appear like a stone, but it has the potency to communicate with the divinity, to communicate with other devotees properly. And the main point is that if you analyze this example, it has the power of communication. We can communicate with God through this deity. We can share our heart, share our mentality, message, and by that we can communicate with the God. As in that pastimes of younger Brahmana and the elder Brahmana about the marriage. And the Brahmana says, Pratimanahi tumi sakhyat Brajendra nandan vipralagi karatumi akarya karan. You are not just Pratima, you are not just a stone. But sakhyat Brajendra nandan. You are the son of Nanda Maharaj. You are the son of Braja. ವಿಪ್ರಲಾಗಿ ಕರತುಮಿ ಅಕಾರ್ಯ ಕಾರಣ ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ವಿಪ್ರ ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಓಲ್ಡರ್ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಸ್ ವಾವ್ ಯು ಡೂ ದಿಸ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟಿ ವಿಚ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಡನ್ ಎಟ್ ಎನಿ ಟೈಮ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಯು ಕಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಗಿವ್ ವಿಟ್ನೆಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಜನರಲಿ ಕೇಮ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಮ್ಯುನಿಕೇಷನ್ ಕಮ್ಯುನಿಕೇಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಡಿಟಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೀಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪೆಂಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ನಾವ್ ಮೆನಿ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದೇರ್ ಕಮ್ಯುನಿಕೇಷನ್ ಸಿಸ್ಟಮ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಕಮ್ಯುನಿಕೇಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಗಾಡ್ ದೇ ಮೇ ಶೇರ್ ಸಮ್ ಟೈಮ್ ದೇ ಮೇ ನಾಟ್ ಶೇರ್ ಇನ್ ಇಸ್ಕಾನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸಚ್ ಟೈಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಫೇತ್ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೈ ಲೈಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಯು ಶುಡ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಬೈ ದಿಸ್ ಫೇತ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕಮ್ಯುನಿಕೇಷನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸಮ್ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿಸ್ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಟೆಕ್ನಿಕಲ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಎಂಡ್ ಸಮ್ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಹಮ್ ಪ್ರಸಾದ ಲಗಾತೆ ಲೇಕಿನ್ ಖಾತೆ ಹೀಗೆ ಖಾತೆ ತೊ ಉಧರ್ ಪ್ಲೇಟ್ ಪೇ ಕೈಸೆ ರಹತಾ ಹೈ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಇಂಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ತೊ ಏಕ್ ಟ್ರೇನ್ ಮೇ ಜಾ ರಹಾ ಥಾ ಏಕ್ ಲಡ್ಕಾ ಮುಝೆ ಪೂಛಾ ಐಸಾ ಕಿ ಆಪ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಕೋ ಪೂಜಾ ಕರತೆ ಹೋ ಆಫರ್ ಕರತೆ ಹೋ ಲೇಕಿನ್ ಖಾತೆ ಹೈ ಕ್ಯಾ ಹೋ ಖಾತೆ ಹೈ ತೊ ರಹತಾ ಕೈಸೆ ಐಸಾ ತೊ ಮೇ ಉಸ್ಕೋ ಏಕ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ದಿಯಾ ತೊ ಆಪ್ ಸೋಚೋ ಕಿ 30 ಸಾಲ್ ಪಹಲೆ ಆಪ್ ಕಿಸ್ಕೋ ಚಿಠಿ ಭೇಜನಾ ಹೈ ತೊ ಚಿಠಿ ಲೇಕೆ ಕ್ಯಾ ಕರತೆ ಥಾ ಹಮ್ ಪೋಸ್ಟ್ ಬಾಕ್ಸ್ ಮೇ ಡಾಲ್ ದೇತೆ जो चिट्ठी आपने भेजा है वो चिट्ठी आपके पास हो सकता है क्या? आप भेज दिया फिर भी वो चिट्ठी आपके पास है क्या? बोला ऐसा संभव नहीं, वो चिट्ठी भेजा तो गया ना, चला गया, मेरे पास चिट्ठी नहीं रहेगा। लेकिन ऐसा कुछ संभव हो सकता है, आपने एक चिट्ठी भेजा पोस्ट बॉक्स के द्वारा, फिर भी वो चिट्ठी आपके पास भी रहेगा और आप जिसको भेजा उसको भी मिलेगा। इज इट पॉसिबल? नाउ इट इज पॉसिबल। ईमेल, ओके, इन ईमेल इट इज पॉसिबल। इन ईमेल इफ यू टाइप ए लेटर सेंड समवन, द लेटर विल गो टू दैट पर्सन, एट द सेम टाइम यू विल फाइंड दिस मेल इन योर इनबॉक्स ऑल्सो, एंड दिस इज पॉसिबल। एंड मेनी पर्सनल लीडर्स आई हैव गिवन दिस एग्जाम्पल, मेनी सॉफ्टवेयर इंजीनियर्स ऑल्सो, एंड दे कांट इमेजिन दिस ईमेल में, माने दे कांट इमेजिन दिस पॉइंट। Although you are using, this is normal nowadays. Like at that time, if you would have spoke that this thing, then are ye asambhav, ye sambhav nahi. Now we experience it, therefore, oh, it's a ho sakta hai. We can speak like this. Similarly, by email, we can do it by a machine invented by a human being. Similarly, God has that power. He can do it. He takes the chitti, takes the offerings, eat it, and inbox mein pura as it is rehta hai. That is exactly prasadam. And you are eating prasadam. It's like that. So in inbox you will get it, and Lord also attain it. In this way you can understand that you can communicate, communication system. This communication system is possible if we have faith. And the faith is there. The connection is there. If network is working, then we can communicate with the Lord just as you are communicating with others through emails. It's like that. Therefore, deity is not just a stone or metal. It is Sakshat Brajendra Nandan. If you have faith, you can achieve our desired goal and you can communicate with the Lord perfectly with a devotion mentality. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಕಿ, ಅನಂತಕುಡಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವೃಂದಕಿ, ಸಮವೇತ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದಕಿ, ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತ ಮಹಾಪುರಾಣಕಿ, ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ.